Hello, hello. Welcome back to the For Him podcast. Today I want to talk about a question that I think a lot of us wrestle with, even if we don't necessarily ask that aloud, and that is, are there levels to being a Christian? This kind of arose because I was having a conversation with somebody in my personal life about this, and honestly, a lot of my podcast episodes, the ideas of them spark from conversations that I have with people, because I know that if I have that question, or if somebody else in my life has that question, I'm sure there are plenty of other people wondering the same thing or wanting to get insights on that topic. Back to this, kind of the overarching question is someone quote unquote a better Christian because they pray more, or because they sin less, or even because they seem more spiritual? Or is the whole walk with God more of an all or nothing reality? So let's break it down and get raw, real, and unfiltered about, are there levels to being a Christian? First and foremost, I want to say that being Christian is not about good versus bad tally marks. I think we often misperceive Christianity, thinking that it works this way, kind of like a scoreboard of doing more good things and avoiding bad things, and then boom, you're in. But scripture reminds us otherwise. In Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing." Emphasis on not your own doing. "It is a gift from God, not a result of your works, so that no one may boast." This shows that being in Christ is not about how much good you do or how much bad you don't do. It's about whether or not you're truly pursuing God. And when you love Him, your actions will follow that. Not because you are keeping this score of good and bad, but because your heart is transformed and you genuinely desire the good. So the what and why behind our actions matter a lot more than the amount of them. This pursuit of God is the source, but our behavior that comes after that is the fruit that naturally is produced in that pursuit of God. And a way to kind of better understand how the evidence of our pursuit shows up in our life is this real life example of working out. If you start working out consistently, people will notice changes in your energy, in your habits, even in your appearance. And pursuing God works in a similar way. Jesus says in Matthew 7:16, "You will recognize them by their fruits." And so our pursuit of God shows up in our choices, in our desires, in our priorities, and in our relationships, in how we treat those things and our heart posture towards those things. If we are more loving and kind and full of joy and considering God in every circumstance and surrendering things that don't reflect Him well. But again, it's not about stacking up more good works to prove anything. It's about the why of, I love God and therefore I seek what pleases Him. I have come to realize this in my own life, in the cause and effect of pursuing God and then living in ways that better represent Him. The what naturally follows the why. And so the fruit is the evidence. It's not the goal. The goal is to glorify Him. In terms of whether there are levels or not, a Christian truth is that all people, including all Christians, need God equally. And if you don't understand this or agree with this, then you're missing the whole point of the gospel. In Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So every believer needs God just as much as the next. No one graduates to this higher level of Christianity where they need Him any less. The difference lies in how deeply we recognize and act on our need for Him. Some Christians live in cultural Christianity where they call themselves Christian without actually being in pursuit of God. Others lean in with hunger, aware of their dependency on God, and then seeking God consistently. The ones who truly grasp their need for Him most tend to also live in deeper pursuit of Him and therefore are able to have a deeper desire to bear His fruits. But why? Why does all of this matter? Why should we want to desire to bear these fruits? Who are we doing it for? What are we doing it for? Who are we trying to impress? Something that is a little bit off topic but came to mind whenever I was thinking on this is that ever since I did give my life to God and start truly living for Him and therefore kind of changing my habits and desires over time, one thing that changed in that was me cussing. I used to be a sailor and I very rarely cuss anymore, but there are still so many people in my life where that is like a super normal habit for them. And I find now that people will apologize to me whenever they cuss, and it just makes me think it's not Christians that we should be trying to impress. It's God who sees and hears us at all times, whether we're cussing in front of another Christian or to ourselves or in front of a non-believer. God is still in all of that. And I don't know, it just kind of speaks to the fact that a lot of the time we almost lean on the wrong thing as our motivation to be good and look to people or things of this world for our validation, when it is truly only God who gives us that validation and who we should be glorifying. There's a verse in Galatians 1:10 that says, "Am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." Christianity is all about living for an audience of one, of God. So the what we do should always flow from the why, which is our love for God. It's not about image management in bearing these fruits or people pleasing, but a genuine heart that longs to honor Him. So when our motivation is right, our actions will tend to follow naturally. And then sometimes, even previous me included, people have this perspective of being too Christian. But a lack of levels to being a Christian also comes with a lack of the ability to be quote unquote too Christian. A lot of people think that this is possible, and I definitely used to too, but I came to realize that you cannot pursue or love a perfect God too much. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." So yes, we should be wise in our delivery so that we don't turn people away with arrogance or lack of love in speaking about Christ. But the more that Christ is represented in our lives, the better. That is our calling. It says it explicitly in the Bible. The goal is not to pursue in moderation, but to be mature in love, in wisdom, and continue to grow in this pursuit. It's about glorifying Christ in all things that we do. So don't shy away from sharing your faith, whether that be on a t-shirt or in your conversations or just by the way that you treat others and live. It is our calling as Christians. And if you think that there's a problem in publicizing your faith, I say this with love, but you are not a true disciple of Christ, if that is your perspective, which is what a Christian is, a disciple of Christ. Let's talk about what even pursuit is, because I feel like that's something that can be subjective. When I was having this conversation with the person in my life, there was question of, well, what if I read my Bible once a month and I attend church once a month and I show my love for God on those days? Am I any less Christian than the next person? But real pursuit isn't just about when things are easy or convenient. I think a really good way to put this into perspective is to think about any relationship. If you only talk to your partner when you're in trouble, that relationship won't grow. If you only consider your partner or spend time with your partner or talk to them once a month or every other week or whatever that might be, it's questionable whether you're pursuing that person or not, truly. There has to be consistency in relationship. And so it's the exact same way in a relationship with God. Pursuing God means consistent time, consistent conversation, and consistent attentiveness. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you." Pursuit is not just a sometimes habit. The more that we show up, the more transformation takes place. And again, it starts with that why of, because I love Him, I want to know Him more, so I show up consistently. And I have found that a lack of the desire to pray or read the word honestly just shows me that I need it even more to be reminded of my need and to refuel that desire to pursue Him. We are to come to Him over and over and over. There is not a single day that we do not need Christ, and we should reflect that in the way that we live. Plus, as harsh as it might sound, the only way that we are good in God's sight is when we are in partnership with Christ. So at the end of the day, none of this matters if we're not in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knows no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God," referring to Jesus. We aren't good because of how much we do or how little we sin, but because we are in partnership with Christ. There aren't levels to being Christian. You're either in Christ or you're not. But the depth of your pursuit is what shapes how much of him is evident in your life. And the pursuit starts with the fact that because Jesus saved you, you want your life to reflect him in everything you do, which isn't too much because we owe it all to him. We owe everything that we can give as we are nothing without him. And this is the humility that continues to grow relationships with Christ. So with all of that being said, I just want to pray this episode out and would love for whoever is listening to join me in that prayer. God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for this episode, and I just pray that it speaks to somebody, anybody, whoever you feel is called to hear these words, and just I pray that it helps them grow closer to you, that they are reminded of their need for you, and that they just love you even more and even deeper, and continue to be in pursuit of you and have their life changed because of that. Get to be in your joy and your love and your peace. And I pray that that inward change is reflected externally, and that you can show up for them and show up for me as well, and just point out any areas of our life that we still need to surrender to you, to be better disciples of you, and just continue to spread your word and bring others to you and be the best reflection of you that we're able to be. Lord, I love you so much, and I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you take nothing else from all of this, I really, really, really hope that you take that the only levels to being Christian are you in Christ or are you not? And for those who are, it's a difference in how you pursue him. And that pursuit always influences the way that you live. So don't settle for cultural or convenient Christianity, but truly pursue God like he is the love of your life, because he should be. Remember, it's not about how much you do, but what you do and why you do it. And when the why is right, the what will flow and the how much will naturally take care of itself as your love for God grows. Thank you so much for listening, and never shy away from reaching out to me with any questions, ideas, or just some sense of fellowship. Most importantly, keep taking those steps towards and for him.